Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Aleph. We are up to Siftes. We're on the last line of page Kuf Tezayin. We're about to turn on to page 232. The Mechaber says in Siftes, Peros hatmunim beteven o bekash hamuktim. You have fruit that are buried under straw or stubble that are mukta. So you're able to stick through the mukta a needle or a spindle to stab the fruit and to pull them out. And then the mukta stubble will just fall away on its own. So you're basically sticking a needle into a mukta item in order to get to your fruit. You pull out the fruit, and that's totum and atzad, you're moving the mukta. The Rama says, V'imtmunim b'chol u'b'ofer. But if the fruit are not buried in straw or stubble, but rather they're buried in sand or dirt, so ayin la'el simin shinches sif lamed ches. So says the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan lamed hei, b'tevin o b'kash, what exactly is straw and stubble? So tevin hu akono haniktzo im hashibolas. So tevin, the straw, is the little reed that is harvested together with the ear of grains, v'kashu mashenishar basoda achar aktzira, and the stubble is that what remains in the field after the harvest. So it's different parts of the katsira, parts left over there, that's the kash, part you take with you with the edible part, that is the tevin. Hamuktim, sivkotin lamidvav, lafuke in hisminom lamachal behemot l'shchiva. Their mukta, as opposed to a case, to exclude a case where you designated it for animal food or for sleeping upon, in that case, they're not mukta. Uben mekomo seinu, in our places, stam tevin miyuchal machal behema, we hold that stam straw is in fact designated for animal food and it's not mukta. However, v'ayin la'el simin shenches v'mishaburis v'koton kuf yudches mashagosadnu inyan chavilo shel tevin. Look what we said earlier when it came to bundles of straw. If you look at note 35, he reminds us, Shom kosov shebemekomo shestam chavilos tevin omdos lebinyan lechasos ben gagos. In places where stam bundles of straw are omed for building to cover the roofs, harein mukta, then they are mukta. So basically each place has to be donned up. If it's mukta or not mukta, depends what it's stam used for, what you designated it for. Sivkotan lamed zayin. So assuming the straw or stubble is mukta, we said in the Mechaber, you're able to stick through a needle or a spindle and pull out the fruit to have a tiltum min atzad l'tzar dav ramutter. That is, like we've been discussing, a classic case of tiltum min atzad l'tzar dav ramutter. You are moving the mukta without your hand. The fruit is moving the mukta, and you're doing it for the purposes of the fruit, and that's permissible. Vishari kidla'el b'sivches. V'chol zeh kishahoyah tomun v'teven ha-mukta shemunach b'mekomo v'omid la'asaka. This whole discussion is if the fruit is buried in the straw that is mukta, that is resting in its place, and it is standing to be used as firewood. Aval im lokach mi erev Shabbos miksas mimenu. But if you took some of the straw on erev Shabbos, v'hitmim bo peros, and you took it specifically to bury your fruit inside of it, zevadai nestalek mi al hateven shei mukta. That for sure removes from the straw the shei mukta. Darei hechino lahatmim bo peros, because you have now designated it and prepared it for burying your fruit. And if that's what you did, then you can move away with your hands the straw, it's totally not mukta, and take out your fruit. Sifkotan lamed ches, the Rama said, if it is buried in sand or in dirt, so look what we said earlier. Hainu ba'ofar shu'ut sovur b'bayas l'shtamish bo. This is referring to the case that we had in Shinches of dirt that you brought into your house and you placed it in a corner piled up to use. De'ein alayu shei mukta. If you remember, we learned that that dirt is not considered mukta. V'hinei lefi mashin isbar b'simen zeh. To end the simon, according to what we explained in this simon, the tiltum min atzad letzarech davar ha'aser aser, that moving mukta through an item tiltum min atzad letzarech davar ha'aser is forbidden. So teida l'nochon, you should know for sure the mashen ohagin eza anoshim, that which some people are knowing limkor b'Shabbos, to sell items on Shabbos. Ulekabel hamos b'kli, and then they're so careful not to touch the money with their hands; they accept the money in the vessel. Oi, they beg it or through a garment, or gor b'sakin, or they drag the money with a knife. Milvad ha'ro ha'gedola shemeka chomemka b'Shabbos. Besides the great avla they're doing of doing a business deal on Shabbos, Kama simius einayim yesh bazeh. How much blindness of the eyes there is in doing this. The avka shenema dezel tiltam atzad. Even if you want to say the moving of muktzah through the kli, through the garment, or through the knife, it's tiltam atzad. Halohu bishvil davar ha'aser shu amos. You're doing it for the money, which is tiltam atzad l'tzar davar ha'aser. The ain shum safek shu iser gomer. That's for sure aser. So what comes out is tiltam atzad l'tzar davar ha'muter is muter. L'tzar davar ha'aser is aser. So this is the case people are doing. They think they're doing the right thing because they're not touching the money, but A, they're doing a business deal on Shabbos, and number two, they're doing tiltam atzad l'tzar davar money, which is a tzarot davar aser, and that is forbidden. That concludes Simin Shin Yud Aleph, and now we begin Simin Shin Yud Beis on page 232. Simin Shin Yud Beis is Hanitzrach L'Nekovav B'Amem Mekaneh B'Shabbos. A person who needs to relieve himself and go to the Beis HaKiseh on Shabbos, so how is he going to wipe on Shabbos? As we know, they used to use stones, so we're going to discuss those stones that are muktzah. We will get into some practical applications as well. If a person finds himself in the Beis HaKiseh and he has no toilet paper that is unripped, exactly what he can do. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Mishum Kavod Abrios Etiru L'Tatel Avonim L'Kaneach. Because of Kavod Abrios reasons, Chazal was matir to move stones that are muktzah for the purposes of wiping, va'afilu lahalosam lagog imo, even to bring it up to the roof with you, they mattered to have a tirchi yaseira mutter, even though it's a tirchi yaseira, it's a burden to start bringing the stones up to the roof, but that is mutter. Umishi yeshlo mokum yuchalo beis hakiseh. A person has a designated place for beis hakiseh, so yochol lahachnis imo avonim lekaneach melo hayod. Then he's allowed to bring a certain amount of stones in that will fill up his hand. That's considered a lot of stones. Then ein lo mokum kavua, but if he doesn't have a set place, he goes different places. So then machnes imo kashir buchna katana. Then he can only bring in the amount of stones that is the size of a small spice smasher. So again, the Mechaber says, because of Kavod Abrios, they were matir moving muktzah stones on Shabbos for the purpose of wiping, and even the tircha of bringing them out to the roof. Then he made a chiluk, if it's going to a Beis HaKiseh that you normally go to, you could bring more, a malayad, going around from different places, so then you can only bring in the size of a buchna ketana. The imnikar be'evin shekinchubo, if it is recognizable on a specific stone that it was already used for kinuach, mutter lahachniso afilu hu gadol harbi, then you're allowed to bring it into the Beis HaKiseh, even if it's very large, o afilu heim harbi mimalo yad, even if it's greater in number than a handful, mutter lital kulon, you can take all of them. The kevan shekinchu behem huchnu l'kach. Once they were used for wiping, so then it's considered prepared, and they're not considered muktzah at all. The Ramah says, yesh omrim dafku b'chatzer mutter l'tat l'avonim. Some say the heter is only midin muktzah, but not midin hotzah at all, and therefore the whole heter is within the chatzer. The yesh omrim, some say no. Da'afilu mikarmelis l'rishus ha'yochid na'mishari. Even though normally from a karmelis l'rishus ha'yochid is an issa d'rabbonim, not only were they matir muktzah, they were also matir carrying from a karmelis l'rishus ha'yochid. D'ho'nami eino rak issa d'rabbonim, because that's also only an issa d'rabbonim. Mishum kavod abrios etiru, and because of kavod abrios, the same way they were matir the muktzah to move the stones, they were also matir the hotzah de rabbanan from the Carmelites to Rosh Hashayochid. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, V'hu adin sroros oshar dover ki agavna delav bar tiltalhu. This halacha is being discussed about stones that are used for wiping, but Zakta Mishnah Berurah, it's the same thing if it's pebbles or anything else that's not allowed to be moved. If you're using that for wiping, so then the Rabbanon will matir the Isser Muktzah because of Kavod Abrios. Then the Mechaber said the chiluk between having a Mokum Miyuchad, a designated place, in which case we said you could bring more, versus having a not set place that you could bring less. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, Pirish. Shamokum kavua lo lebeis hakiseh. He has a set place that is used for the beis hakiseh. The kevan shakavua lo lichno sham tamid. Since it's set up that he goes in there often, im kain, if so, afilu im yeshtairu lo avonim arvis. Even if he brings in an abundance of stones at night, extra, yuchal lekaneach b'hem shachris, he can still use them the next morning. And therefore, if it's a set place, we're more lean that he could bring in more, even a molo yad. V'alkein hitiru lo l'hachnis melo hayod. Therefore, they allowed him by a Beis HaKiseh that he has a kavua for him. They allowed him to bring in a handful. V'lo havei tiltushal l'tzorach. It's not considered carrying for no reason. Not considered moving muktzah for no reason. Even though that place that he uses the Beis Akisei is not specific for him, and other people might use the stones for themselves, we're not concerned. Who cares if he uses it or other Yidden use it? The Efsher Gam came sheyitzdarech lo achar kapatzmo. L'maisa, it's possible that he's going to need it later, and therefore, in a kavua, like a place for Beis Akisei, he could bring the handful, even if others use it, it might end up being useful for him. Ulahachi shari, therefore, is permissible. Umasha kasav achar kaf. That which the Mechaber writes afterwards. Vim ein lo makom kavua. If he doesn't have a set place. Hainu shaholech pam makom zel pam alech makom acher. Sometimes he goes here, sometimes he goes there. The alkein, and therefore aser lahachne yoser mimashet tzarach lo vade lepam echad. Therefore, he cannot bring more than he for sure needs for one trip to the Beis Akisei. Dahainu kishir buch nakatana. That is the shear of the small spice masher. The miachnis yoser v'yishtar. If he brings more than what he normally needs for one trip, and he leaves over. Nimsa shetiltel tchila shalot tzarach. It turns out that he moved the muktzah for no reason. And the Shaar Tzion points out in Oz Beis, that's the Magen Avraham. The after yochel lahola bazel acher, even though, like I said before, maybe others will use it. But Zotach HaVetz Chaim, ein matirin bishvil zel levad l'chatchila. If we know he goes different times, different places, we're not going to allow the chatchila for other people's use. Also, we're not going to rely on others because they can also bring their own. So if it's possible that you'll use it, because it's kavua for you, so even though other people go there and they end up using it, so that's okay. But if you're not kavua, we can't rely on the fact that other people are going to use it. That's not grounds l'chatchila to bring in more than you need. And if it's not kavua, you can only bring in what you need for this trip to the Beis HaKisei. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, v'kasa the Magen Avraham b'shem HaPoskim. The Magen Avraham writes b'shem the Poskim. That which we allowed in the Beis HaKisei, that's set. L'hachne shom avonim b'shabbos, that you could bring in stones on Shabbos. Haynu davka b'she'enu miyuchad lo la'atzmo. This is only if it's not specifically designated for you. Elo nichnasim gam acherim shom, but other people go in there as well. D'lo hayolo l'hachin me'er Shabbos. Since it's a place that's also used for others, we can't expect you to prepare for before Shabbos by putting the stones there. Because you're not going to rely on what you do on Friday because you're worried other people are going to use it. And therefore, since it's used by others, that is grounds to wait for your preparation for Shabbos and move the muktzah on Shabbos. Specifically, if it's in a Beis HaKisei out in the field, the tirchu hu lahochin me'er Shabbos, there it's a burden to start preparing it at Shabbos. The rechoki is far away. So that's why we're matir to bring in on Shabbos. But if the Beis HaKisei that's kavua for him is close to his house, it's also your own private Beis HaKisei, and it's close by, no one goes in there besides you, not even your family members, so then you can't be matir on Shabbos to move the muktzah to bring it in. You should have prepared it before. Before Shabbos, bring some stones in. It's your own private bathroom. It's nearby. It's not a tircha. You don't have to be worried someone else is going to take it. And therefore, there's no grounds to move the muktzah on Shabbos. You could have done it before Shabbos. V'hel Yerabba mitzadei l'hokil bazeh b'chol gavni. V'hel Yerabba leans to be lenient in this case, no matter what. U'kedas ha'levush, like the shita of the levush. V'atam, the reason is, mishum de lo masik enosh adayte l'hokin sham avonim er Shabbos. A person is not necessarily thinking on er Shabbos to prepare the stones that he's going to need for his trips to the Beis HaKisei on Shabbos, and therefore the Eli Rabba is more lenient. Again, the Magen Avraham is machmir, the Eli Rabba is lenient, but again, that's the discussion. Your private Beis HaKisei close to your house, prepare before Shabbos up to Magen Avraham, and therefore you can't move the muktzah on Shabbos. The Eli Rabba says, no, that's not something on someone's mind, and therefore it would be grounds to move the muktzah on Shabbos, even in that case. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sekot and Gimel. So we said in the Beis HaKisei, that's kavua for you. You could bring a larger amount of melo hayod. V'afilu arba v'chamesh avonim. Rashi explains that means even 4 or 5 stones. If it's not kavua, then you're only bringing what you need for this trip to the Beis HaKisei, which we said is the shir of a buchna katana. Sivkot and dal berif v'rosh isa kashir rosh buchna katana. The rif and the rosh say that it means the shear of the head of the small spice smasher, shadochin boes habosim, where you smash the spices, v'chein mashma b'tur, that's also the mashmas of the tour, not the whole size of the buchna, but only the size of the top of the buchna. Sivkotan hey, we said if the stones are recognizable, that they were already used one time for wiping, so then they're not muktzah. They're considered designated, and you can move them in no matter what, no matter how many. Mashma miloshon zeh. The mashmos of this loshon of the imnikar is the imenu nikar. If it's not recognizable that it was used, after sheyadua shekinach bo, even though you know it was used, but it's not recognizable that it was used, osur likach mimenu melo hayod. You're not allowed to take the larger amount, the handful, in ein lo mokum kavua, if it's not a mokum kavua. So in a mokum kavua, it's always mutter, like we said before. Here we're discussing if it's not a mokum kavua, but it's clear that they were used, that's also grounds to bring a lot. But if it's not clear that it was used, even though you know it was used, it's not allowed. However, v'yesh mekilim bazeh, some say if you know it, it's enough, even if it's not recognizable. The kevan sheyadua shekinach bo havei kenikar. The fact that you know it was used for wiping, that's as if it was recognizable. Sekotan vav shekinchu bo, hainu me'er Shabbos. It means stones that were used for this purpose already from before Shabbos. Umayri kishalo yichadon me'er Shabbos v'fer shalkach. Zok to Chavetz Chaim, we're obviously talking about a case where it wasn't designated specifically for this use on Erev Shabbos. The Yichadon, because if you put aside stones specifically for this purpose before Shabbos, afilu lo kinach bahem me'olam, even if they were never used for the wiping, mutter lachnis and kamashirtz, you can bring whatever you want. They're not muktzah. So once you designate them, it's for sure fine. This that it's nikar, you could bring in a lot, that's when it wasn't designated specifically. So we view the fact that it's nikar, ki'ilu was designated. V'hu adin niyar chalok. So too, if it comes to a clear, empty piece of paper, we learned earlier that in Niyar Chalak, at least in the older days, according to everyone, nowadays it's a discussion in the poskim, it was Muktza Machmas Lasarankis. So Gam came Mahani Yichon Me'er Shabbos. There also will help to designate it for use before Shabbos. Dal Yedeza Husar Me'elov Shem Muktza. Through the designation, it takes off of it the Shem Muktza. Umutr Lahachnas Lebeis Akise Kamash Yirtzen. You can bring in as much paper as you would need, as much as you want before Shabbos, not muktzah. The imlo yichadon, if you do not designate the paper for this use before Shabbos, eino mutter lahachnas lebeis akisei sheino kavua rak afi tzarko lepam zebelvad. Then you would only be allowed to bring to the beis akisei, that's not kavua, the amount that you would need for this shift to beis akisei. And then he says, v'osr lekroa hanir b'shabbos, you can't tear the paper to use it for kinuach on Shabbos, kemavur lakamam esimin shemem sifir gimel ayin shem mishabura. We will see an important note on that in a moment. Let's just first finish the mishaburas. Sifkotan zayin mutter lachniso. So we said if it's nicker on the stones that they were used once before, so then we said you are allowed to bring in the larger amount. Ayin lael simin gimel sifir alf mishabura sham. If you look at note number 6, he writes the mechaber says over there. One should not use for wiping a stone that his friend used. The Mishavur writes over there, Shim hu yavish, if it's dried up already, or shekina bo chaveru b'tzara acher, or his friend used the other side, o shekina bo hu atzmo, or you're the one who used it already, so aim b'kach shash, then it's not a concern. But otherwise, we said it's not really so safe, and it's not advisable. Sivkoton ches v'yesh omrim. The Ramah said, there are those who say not only did they become lenient in muktzah to move the stones to the Beis HaKisei, they were even lenient in the Issa D'Rabbanan of Hotzah from a Carmelist to a Shayachid. Says the Mishaburis of Katun Ches, V'chein Iker, the Rabbah says that is the Iker Halacha, that you can be lenient on the D'Rabbanan of carrying from the Carmelist to a Shayachid as well. U'Rishus HaRabim Didon, our Rishus HaRabim, Avshel HaHarbe Poskim Dino Ka'Carmelist, even though as we said many times, our Rishus HaRabim, according to many, is not a real Rishus HaRabim, only as in a Carmelist. Mikomokom ein lahokil. So this leniency that some poskim say, and we say it's the ikra halacha, is only from a regular karmelis or rishus hayachid, not what we call rishus harabim, which might have a din of a karmelis. We don't have the leniency in that case. So mukta and regular karmelis or rishus hayachid, but not what we have as a rishus harabim, which might have a din of a karmelis. Now let's turn back to page 232, and let's look at note number 4, the second paragraph. Make this a little practical. V'imnitzo bebeis kisei, she'ein bo niyar chotuch. A person finds himself in the beis hakisei, and this happens, and there is no torn toilet paper or tissues there. So Rav Nissen Karelet says, she'mutr lekaneach begalil oruch. You can use a toilet paper when it's attached to the roll, while it's still attached. U'la'achar ha'shimush yashlich es ha'nir she'eshtamesh belotocha asla. So Rav Nissen Karelet said, try to do this. You could do the kinuach while the toilet paper is attached to the roll. Stick the part that you use into the toilet while it's still attached. V'af im al yedei horedes amayin ba'aslo tikra chaticha sanir mechibura legalil. And even though when you then flush the toilet, that's going to cause the toilet paper to rip off. Ein bazem mishum kare, no problem. So that's the ideal way to do it, says in the Sikrelitz. The imlo nikra chaticha sanir idea mayim. If it doesn't work through the water, v'hu nimtza b'mokum tziburi, and you're in a public area, so Rashi mishum kavod abrios lekora b'shinu, you would be allowed, because of kavod abrios for the next guy, to tear the toilet paper with the shinui so that it can get flushed down the toilet. V'im eino yochol lekanea b'nir me'agolil. If you're not so talented to use the toilet paper while it is still attached to the full roll of toilet paper, v'tzorech lehishtamesh dafka b'nir chotach, and you need toilet paper that's torn. So this in Krell says over there, Shemishum Kavrabrios Mutter Likroa Esanir Bishinui. For Kavrabrios, you would be allowed to tear the toilet paper with a Shinui. Vichain Da Sagon Ravayashiv. Shemutter Likroa Bishinui Litzarecha Kinuach. If a person is in the Beis HaKise and he needs toilet paper to be torn, so he is allowed to tear it on Shabbos, but he should use a shinui. In terms of where he tears it, so many poskim say it's better not to tear it where it is perforated to avoid that problem of mechatech, tear with a shinui, using your elbow, whatever else you're going to use, different part of your body, to tear the toilet paper, ideally in a place where it's not going to have a clear perforation the way it was set up. That's a machlokas, but at least to be machmir for the more machmir shita. And we will stop here and continue with the beis in Ritz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.